This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Paul Babiou. He's the sheriff of Pinal County, Arizona. You may see him. He's been a prominent face in this debate over the changing immigration laws in Arizona. We want to get his thoughts on the new piece of immigration legislation signed into law by the president today, sending more personnel and material to the border to help protect the border. We also want to get an update on the fight over Arizona's new immigration laws and the lawsuits aimed at the sheriff in particular. And, sir, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Greg, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we know that this was a $600 million spending bill that sends more people to the border, Border Patrol agents, customs agents, also a couple of drones and some other technology at the border. How big of a difference do you expect this to make?
Greg, it falls far short of what actually is needed. And here's where, remember only a few months ago, President Obama, Eric Holder, Napolitano all said the border, there is no problem. It's more secure than it's ever been. And they were going to do nothing until the eyes of America were upon this issue and the national security threat that presents itself when hundreds of thousands of people who are not from America, many of them criminals, that are coming into our country illegally who are never apprehended. And so they were pushed to this point. And 1,200 soldiers split among four southwest border states, nearly 2,000 miles, falls far short from what is needed.
What do you think it will take?
It'll take 6,000 soldiers, 3,000 specifically armed in Arizona on the border. Then you complete the double barrier fence that Barack Obama suspended, and then you eliminate and end catch and release. They're making like catch and release. They're sending everybody back home, deporting these people. That is false. The majority of people who are apprehended here in Arizona are VR'd, voluntary return, no punishment. They're basically giving meals and a shower and bring them back to the border without any penalty. Why wouldn't they try again the next day? And that's what's happening.
We're talking with Sheriff Paul Babiou of Pinal County, Arizona. And Sheriff, in reading your biography, I know that even before you became sheriff, you were extremely effective at reducing the flow of illegals into Arizona in the sector, in the Yuma sector, where you were in charge of. What did you learn in the folks that you apprehended there about who's coming across our border?
I had the great honor to serve, still do serve my country in the Army National Guard as a field grade officer. We commanded 400 to 700 soldiers there, and now immigration, illegal entries into the Yuma sector have been reduced by over 95%. We know we can do this. It's just we don't have the political will today. What we did learn is that the double barrier fence works. Ending catch and release works. When there's a penalty, nobody wants to come across. Right now, they have streamline there, which says if you come across, you're going to be apprehended 14 to 21 days, and then you go before a judge, formally deported, which means you come back here, you're going to prison for 2 years. People south of the border realize that immediately, and now nobody comes through the Yuma sector. We need to make that all across the United States. There has to be a penalty to break our laws in America. The other thing we learned is that there's a large percentage, could be as high as 20%, that are OTMs, other than Mexicans. They're not just all these people that want to wash dishes and do landscaping. You've got serious criminals that are coming across, nearly 20% of which have a criminal record already established in America. And the majority of folks coming across in Arizona, we have no contact with. They're not being apprehended. That's what's so concerning in a post-9/11 world. And when there's hundreds of them that are from countries of interest. These are nation states or actual governments that profess harm against the United States or actually sponsor terrorism. That's a problem. And the president has refused to come to Arizona himself. He's out there campaigning for candidates all across America, back-to-back vacations, which I don't begrudge anybody a vacation, but the people of Arizona can't go on a vacation from this.
Sheriff, you mentioned before, in addition to not being real impressed by the president's position on immigration policy, that of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who, of course, used to be the governor of Arizona. How would you characterize her understanding of the threat posed by the problems along the border? How well does she grasp this, and how will that play into what policies our nation pursues here?
It's amazing to me that people in the highest levels of our government truly have tried to play this as a political issue. It's like in the end, you know, Bill Clinton did some good things for the border. He signed and authorized the double barrier fence that Duncan Hunter of California sponsored, and that works. We just need to complete it. She minimizes all this stuff, says that, well, if you got a 50-foot fence, show me a 51-foot ladder, and the problem's eliminated. You got to be kidding me. You know, these are she's charged, and our government's charged with securing and protecting America, and you can't tell me that these people, I have one of my deputies ambushed by a squad-sized element of foreign-born criminals, not criminals from here, 80 miles north of the border, shooting at him with AK-47s and shoot him. We have drug cartel members who are killed likely by other drug cartels competing with them 30 miles south of Phoenix, the fifth largest city in America. We are now the kidnapping capital of not just America, second in the world, only to Mexico City. So this lawlessness that is happening in Mexico, a narco-terrorist state where the drug cartels, Calderon says it himself, 28,000 people have been killed in his war with these cartels. And who's winning? Well, clearly it's not the Mexican government. And we shouldn't be surprised that this violence is spilling over into America. Now we have threats against my life from Mexican mafia, against Sheriff Joe with a million-dollar bounty on his head. They're threatening to kill police officers in Arizona. This trash in the cartel south of the border, we've got to stand up and fight them. We need help from the federal government. Instead of help, they put up billboard-sized signs in my county warning our citizens to stay out of these areas. Danger warning, drug and human smuggling, armed bandits. You got to be kidding me. This is America. This isn't some third world country where we're resigning control over certain parts of our country. And then they take us to court. The audacity of this president and Eric Holder to fight us when we need help.
Sheriff, let's go follow up on that right now. Of course, the judge struck down perhaps the most effective portions of SB 1070. What has been the impact of the remaining components of the law that were allowed to stay into effect? And update our listeners on this legal defense effort of yours, since I know the ACLU and some others are going after you and some other sheriffs down there.
And that's what's troubling. The president and Eric Holder have partnered with the ACLU and is fighting us at a time we need help. And that's why myself and Sheriff Larry Deaver of Cochise County have established BorderSheriffs.com, and we're asking patriots across America to help us, $20, $50. Anything you can help us fight back against literally our own government. They're spending our tax dollars to undermine the rule of law, and then their follow-on lawsuit is against one of my deputies or a police officer here in Arizona who they're saying, they're predicting, is going to make a mistake or more likely is going to be accused of racially profiling. So they're going to pick through all of these cases and reports to find one that they can really use to drag one of our heroes, our protectors, through the mud in an effort to kill this law. And we're just asking them to do their job to secure the border and enforce the law. So we need help from people. If you could go to BorderSheriffs.com and support us, it'd mean the world to us.
Again, that website is BorderSheriffs.com. Right there on the homepage, you can see the profiles of Sheriff Paul Babiu, who we've been speaking with here, as well as Sheriff Larry Deaver, who the Sheriff Babiu just mentioned. And you can donate right there to their legal defense fund. They're going to need to raise some money to fight this effort from the ACLU. Sheriff, great of you to be with us today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Sheriff Paul Babiu of Pinal County, Arizona. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.